if I were Steven Spielberg, I could spend a couple $100 million and create a 2-hour movie that would very dramatically represent the contrasts of today's scriptures with the scriptures of last week. I am not Steven Spielberg. I do not have a couple of $1 million. And I'm willing to bet that you're not willing to give me a couple of hours to represent that. So I'll do my best. I think today's scriptures are very important because they need to be contrasted to what we heard in the scriptures last week. Last week in the prophet Nehemiah, we hear of the entire community recommitting themselves to the law of God as a body. In today's first reading, we hear Jeremiah very personally accepting the confidence that God gives him in preaching and following his commands. Last week, Paul spoke to the community about the differences we have in our giftedness. He spoke clearly of the reality of an order and a hierarchy that exists in our world and in our church. He tells us, or he told us then, that our gifts are not equal. Some of us have more gifts in certain areas than others. But in today's scripture, Paul tells us of the gift that we all share equally. We all share the gift of love equally. No one in this church, no one in this community, no one in this world has more love from God than any one of us. Finally, in the gospel, last week, everyone waited in anticipation to hear these words of this great man, Jesus. And it's sharply contrasted because when they hear the words this week, they're enraged by them. So enraged, in fact, that their blind fury allows Jesus to pass through their midst. Paul speaks of the gifts of faith and hope and love. Not all of us share the same gift of faith. Some of us have more of a gift of faith than others. Some of us have more hope than others. But all of us share the same gift of love that God extends to us. And that gift of love is essential for us to exercise when we evaluate our own giftedness. It's so easy for us to become angry or jealous or frustrated because we might not perceive ourselves as the one in charge, or the one who's making decisions, or the one who's capable of carrying out a certain task. But Paul tells us today, that doesn't matter. Because if someone is in charge but does not have love, they are but a clanging cymbal. Each one of us has to evaluate how we receive this gift of love from God. And that gift, most particularly as Catholic Christians, comes to us through the sacrament of baptism. When we begin our faith journey, when we say, or our parents say on our behalf, yes, we are willing to accept that love from God. We need to live our lives motivated in that love. Because otherwise, the work that we do and the gifts that we have will be completely ineffective. So how is it that we can recognize and celebrate this gift that comes from God. I'd like to invite everyone to please stand. And I would ask you to repeat after me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Please be seated. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing.